Audio Gravity, 22nd of September 2009. Good morning, hope you're doing well. Time for me to have another coffee of the day. But the first link today is over on monotouch.net. Monotouch.net, basically they've got this application, obviously called Monotouch, which allows developers to create C and .NET based applications that run on the Apple iPhone. Now this is quite a big deal, because instead of having to worry about pure Objective-C, they can take advantage of the iPhone's APIs and reusing both code and libraries that have been built for .NET, as well as existing skills. So I've seen probably about three companies that have taken an existing piece of code, like a game that was written in C or .NET, and they've ported it within 24 hours to the iPhone. Now, obviously, this is pretty huge, because if the entry point to actually get your application onto the phone is made quicker because of a piece of software like this, that you can reuse elements from other languages, then it's going to expand massively the amount of developers that are bringing stuff over to the phone. Next link today is over on photojojo.com, photojojo.com/store. I like this. I originally came across Photo Jojo because of some picture, and then I was clicking around and I hit the store, and they've just got all this awesome kit that they've put in one place. So they've got like this helmet mount, and they've got this little camera called the Zoomy Digital, which is really, really tiny. The Level Camera Cube, which I saw from Bogan Imaging quite some time ago, which is just this spirit guide that you put on top of the camera so you can tell it's sort of, the bubble moves into the middle and stuff. There's also this thing called the Perfect Pano, which is this rotating tripod, which has got a spirit level guide on it as well, and degrees and angles on it. Quirky things like the Photoshop photo frame, which is just this wooden frame but with the Mac OS X Photoshop window edges to the top and the sides. And they've also got this thing called the white balance lens cap, which is just this lens cap for your DSLR with a grey, no need for a grey card anymore. You've got this this grey element on it that you can just take a photo of it and set your white balance. Just great bunch of stuff on there. And if you're looking for a gift for somebody who's into photography or just quirky stuff, go and check it out. photojojo.com/store. Next link is the recess ends. Oh, excuse me a minute. Excuse me. The recess ends.com. September 2009, The Recess Ends, a documentary of a nation back to work. This is going to be pretty cool. I don't know when it actually gets released. I think it goes to be a premiere, let me see now, 2 days from now in Victoria Theatre, San Francisco. I say 2 days from now, I mean the end of this month. So hang on a minute, I'm looking at wrong dates here. So the 30th of September, Victoria Theatre, San Francisco. Doors open at 7 o'clock, movie starts at 8:30. It's free to get in. I think it's going to be an awesome movie. It'd be great if they streamed it as well, but I doubt that's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to seeing a full version of that, either on Vimeo or YouTube. I hope that somebody gets to put it up, because I look forward to seeing it. The little clips of video that I've seen and posted over on projectswebmedia.com were based from little snapshots that they put up, little taster trial ones. Next link today is 30daychallenge.com/training, 31 days of awesomeness. This is a guy who's put together lessons to do with certain applications. So he's got a little lesson there on Twitter, Firefox, Google account, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, all the sort of, things that a lot of people take for granted. But what I really like about what he's done here is he's done it in such a way that you've got the video, then he's got the links to, add it to social networks. Now, on the right-hand side, he's got the presentation training. He's done it in standard def, high def, and he's just made it really, really friendly, and really friendly, nice, easy layout. And I've took some inspiration from that, and I think I'm going to apply something similar for training stuff that I want to do. And I've recently been building up in Evernote little lessons that I think, for a certain amount of money, maybe $29 for each series. I'm going to do it as a series, probably 10 episodes in each series, and see if I could just make a little bit of extra cash on the side to keep me ticking over. I keep on watching lots of inspiration videos, and I realize that, you know, I've got to do what I feel comfortable with and what gets me excited, because that's really where the passion lies for you to keep doing it, you know. Next link today is green-wifi.org, smart application of technology to help bridge the digital divide. So this is a bunch of projects that they've got on the go. And their latest one was in the Gambia. The worldwide professed $100 laptop project is on its way to the Gambia thanks to a potential partnership between the Department of State of Communication, Information Technology, and the founder and CEO of Green Wi-Fi, Bruce Bakley, I think that is. So what Green Wi-Fi is, it's committed to providing solar-powered access to global information for developing regions and you know, K-12 school children. There are approximately 3 billion people under the age of 15 living in developing nations, 42% of the developing world population below the age of 15. They're founded on the principle that the welfare of our world is dependent in large part on providing these children with free and access to the world's information. It's just a great project, and they should be, you know, they should get a lot more coverage about it. Go and check them out, send them a message, get involved. They also have a partner section. I would love to get on board with Green Wi-Fi, you know, with the Ammo Box projects, and see if we can combine something in there as well. They've already got 4 partners. It would be nice to talk to them about it. Finally, last link today, this was sent to me by David Goodchild at Buddha Magnet on Twitter, MNM List, The Essentials. So what this is a really lightweight blog, no graphics. It's a site by the guy who does Zen Habits, Leo Babuta. I'm probably just murdered his name. This is about simplicity, and MNM List is about minimalism. So that's awesome. I mean, he's doing a whole bunch of topics from productivity, changing habits, health and fitness, family, finances, happiness, and yes, simplicity. Great blog. Thanks to Dave for hooking me up with the link to this. And I've added this to my byline reader on my iPhone, so I can always get a copy of this when I'm traveling, because it's one of those blogs that you read that, you know, when you've got that time to think and see where you're actually heading to, it's good to read a blog where you can see it from somebody else's viewpoint. And I'm all about minimalism. God, my house, slowly, you know, whatever's needed in the room and that's it, you know, nothing else. That's where I'm getting down to. That's it for today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.